This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, another state has moved to keep police body cam video out of the hands of the public. North Carolina Republican Governor Pat McCrory signed a bill which blocks public access to the video without a court order. And the RTDNA reports that the governor says the new law protects the police because technology can mislead and misinform. He says the bill is fair to everyone, police and the public, Jasmine.
I have to disagree on that. I think this is a misstep on North Carolina. And also, and the whole point of having this public is so there's greater transparency between the police and the public. And that is the point of these videos. So to take those and make them not something that the people can see, you know, in cases of or incidents where a police officer shoots someone and there is a huge controversy, they're not able to go see that video and see what may have happened. And I have to argue there that I don't believe that the video really misleads and misinforms like they think. What they're saying is that that's what the video could do. So that's why they're moving it out in the hands of the public. I mean, you have to be able to put it into context, and they're able to give context to it. I mean, that's what the police can do is give context to these videos. But I really think this is a problem. I think it's the wrong thing.
Look at the lengths Chicago went to suppress the video of the Laquan McDonald shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we saw that video, how did that mislead or misinform? Not at all.
I have great respect for law enforcement, and I think that their job is more difficult than any of us who have never done it can really understand, without a doubt. However, I don't see how this protects the police or the public, because all it does is make the technology moot and we go back to the way it was 20 or 30 years ago when there would be an incident, victims and witnesses would say one thing and the police would say another. If you take out the actual evidence and the fact in it, then it doesn't protect anybody. It just relegates the argument back to the way it was before we had any video evidence. So, you know, I think that it's unfortunate that good police officers who are accused of something will not have the video to show that they were innocent. And I also think it's wrong that bad officers that do something bad will be protected from a rightful accusation because the video isn't allowed to be made public. You know, transparency fixes a lot. Hiding things never makes it better.
Interviewing witnesses to any sort of incident what you will end up with is a lot of different stories. A lot of, you know, just people have their own perception or only saw certain things. The video will dispassionately record what happened, and then from that you can make some sort of decisions.
Right. We've seen that quite a bit where witness statements aren't truthful at all, or they think they're being truthful, but in reality, that's not what the videotape shows. So we've seen a lot of that before. This reminds me a little bit about what happened just more than a year ago. We talked about Autumn Steele's death, and she was shot by a police officer in Burlington, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
The police only released a 12-second snippet of video from the officer's body cam. The family of Autumn Steele wanted the rest of the video released, and the police refused to do that. And I know the Des Moines Register criticized that move. They were looking for that information as well. I believe the video was never released, and the family felt that it really should have, and I think it should have too. I think I argued for it to be released.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge at this point, the entire video has not been released. And that is a problem, too, where you're just selectively choosing what portion of the video to release.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing should be released. It may or may not tell anything. The 12-second snippet from the Autumn Steele case, the 12-second snippet that's been released is confusing. It's difficult to really tell much of anything, and that is a caution with body cameras is that the officer's going to be moving around. If the officer falls, as happened in this case, mm-hmm. what you're going to see is the sky. You're not necessarily going to see everything. But again, you know, just selecting what you're going to release doesn't really help things either. We need to see the whole video from the time the officer arrives on the scene until the camera stops recording.
I find it interesting that there's a belief that not releasing the video is somehow going to make things better. Because if people believe that something bad's going on, not giving them evidence isn't going to sway them the
right.
other way. I think that it seems incredibly short-sighted, very misinformed, and I think that it not only protects bad officers from prosecution, it also protects good officers from total exoneration and understanding from the public of how difficult their jobs are.
Well, and at the very least, if they don't want to make this public, at least let the woman's family see this entire video. What are they hiding from the family?
Right, because that's what it looks like, is that they're hiding something, even if they're not. But that really should have been released to them.
And, of course, these laws, I think we're seeing these types of laws across the nation where they're really trying to restrict the release of this body camera or dashboard camera video. And so this is something I think journalism organizations need to continue to fight and make the public aware of the fact that in the states where they have these types of laws, that the state and the police and prosecutors are not being transparent with them.
It really needs to go to court to be resolved, because that there are a lot of issues that are being raised here.
All right. With that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.